Hey, let's get started, everybody. Good afternoon. I hope everyone is having an easy and meaningful fast, and everyone should have a good Ben Shtiar. We are going to discuss today a topic that has nothing to do with Aseres Yimei Teshuva, but it's just a topic that I happen to have come across recently, and that is that when you're at a Shever Brachos, when you're on the last day of Shever Brachos, and the meal runs late, and it goes past Shkia, are you allowed to still recite Shever Brachos? Meaning, imagine, a couple gets married on a Sunday afternoon, let's say 1 o'clock in the afternoon. So the last day of Shavuot Brachos is Shabbos. And what if Shalashudis of that Shabbos continues after Shkia? Can they still recite Shavuot Brachos after Shkia at Shalashudis? Or if they got married on a Monday and it's a Sunday night Shavuot Brachos, and it doesn't matter if the last day of Shavuot Brachos is Shabbos or the last day of Shavuot Brachos is a weekday. So this is obviously a very relevant topic. It comes up all the time. So on the one hand, you would want to say that maybe we should assume it's similar to say Ritzei in benching when Shalashudis extends into the night, where we know that the halacha is that you do recite Ritzei in benching, even though by the time you're benching, Shabbos is already over. But on the flip side, you could say that since the time of benching, since at the time that you're benching, it's no longer the Shivas Yimei HaMishteh, so therefore you should not recite Shavuot Brachos anymore because you're no longer during the week of Shavuot Brachos. So l'chora, this depends on a famous chakira about Shavuot Brachos that's probably a Machlokas Rishonim. And that is whether Shavuot Brachos is considered to be part of the benching, in which case you would still say it just like Ritzei and Motzei Shabbos, or if Shavuot Brachos is a separate chiyuv apart from the benching, in which case you can say it once the Shivas Yimei HaMishteh are over. It's too late, then you're not allowed to say the Shavuot Brachos. The Brisker Rav was medayik from a Rambam in Hilchos Brachos Perek Beis Halacha Aleph, who writes that Seder Birchas HaMazon Kachi. The Rambam says you want to know how to bench. Here's benching. Rishona birch sazon, shnia birch saaret, shlish is bor yushlaim, revius hatova ametiv. And then in that same chapter, he goes on to say that bracha zu shemosifin bebeis chasanim. He starts talking about shavu brachos. So says the Brisker Rav, you see klar in the Rambam that shavu brachos is part of the benching, and for that reason, briskers will not have anybody who didn't partake of the meal recite any of the shavu brachos, because and that was also the practice of the Chabina Rav as well, that only someone who actually partook of the meal, who actually has to bench, can recite Shavuot Brachos because it's part of the benching. The Brisker Rav would say Shavuot Brachos before Harachaman as well, before any of the Harachamans, because the Harachamans are an add-on after the benching. They're not actually part of the benching. And the Shavuot Brachos are supposed to flow from the benching. So that's on the one hand. But on the other side of things, the Netziv in Hamik She'ela Shilta Tazayin Oz Gimel says that the Shavuot Brachos is not part of benching. And he's medayik from the Rambam, in the second, also from a Rambam, ironically, in the second paragraph of Hilchos Brachos, who says that ukshemavarchin bebeis ha'avel omer bebracha revius, that when you add in the special bracha that you say in the beis ha'avel, you incorporate it into the fourth bracha of benching. That implies that yes, the birchas ha'avel is part of benching, but shavuot brachos is apparently not part of benching. He doesn't use such a lashon to explain how we add shavuot brachos. And l'chora, this chakira has several nafkamina. Rav Nissen Kaplan has in his sefer Birchas Chasanim 5 nafkaminas to this chakira. Number one, again, the chakira is Shavuot Brachos part of the benching, or is it a chiyuv that's apart from the benching? Now, nafkamina number one, what if you start benching with a minyan and then some people leave? So can you say the Shavuot Brachos? Is it like starting Chazaras Hashatz with a minyan and then some people walk out during Chazaras Hashatz? According to the Brisker Rav, you could still say the Shavuot Brachos because you started the benching and therefore you can finish the benching, including the Shavuot Brachos. Whereas according to the Netziv, you can't. Shavuot Brachos requires a minyan and it's a separate entity that you have not yet begun and the minyan is already gone. Another nafkamina, are you allowed to speak after benching before Shavuot Brachos? If it's part of the benching, you're certainly not allowed to speak in the middle of benching. If it's apart from the benching, there should be no problem with it. A third nafkamina, if you hold like the Rambam, that the Ikar Chiyuv Shavuot Brachos is on the Panim Chadashos, then do the Panim Chadashos need to actually wash? So if the Shavuot Brachos are part of the benching, then the Panim Chadashos have to be the ones, have to make sure to wash. But if it's a separate Chiyuv having nothing to do with benching, Panim Chadashos Kadoshos just need to be present, but they don't need to be washed. They don't need to wash. I mean, that's the old Shaila. Can you just call over the waiter in the restaurant and ask him to be the Panim Kadoshos? A fourth Nafkamina of Tzvi Pesach Frank writes about in Hadras Kodesh, Simon Chav, whether you can say the Shavar Brachos in middle of the meal. It's running late, the last day, our Shaila, right? The last day of the Shiva Simei Mishnah, and it's running late, and you realize by the time you get to benching, Shavar Brachos week is going to be over. So can you just stop the meal right in the middle, say the Shavar Brachos then, and you'll bench at the end of the meal. You'll bench later. So Tzvi Pesach Frank suggests that you are allowed to do that, and the only reason the Shulchan Aruch says not to set, the only reason the Shulchan Aruch uses a lashon where he says that you do Shavar Brachos after benching is because of Tadir V'Shem Tadir Tadir Kodem. When you want to do both, so you do that which is more Tadir first. But if you want to do the Shavar Brachos earlier, so Gesuntei, says Tzvi Pesach Frank. The Torah in Eben Ezra Siman Samach Beis says Yesh Mevarchin Shavar Brachos Beli Su'uda Avleinu Minag Yafa, that there are those that say Shavar Brachos without a Su'uda at all, and that's not a good minhag. So says Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, that's not a good minhag if there's no su'uda at all. But if there's a su'uda and you're just not including the Shavar Brachos with benching, that's a perfectly fine minhag. And then a fifth nafkamina, if you forgot Ritzei in benching, and you it's Shabbos Shavar Brachos, you bench and you say the Shavar Brachos, and then you forgot the Ritzei in benching. When you go back and you repeat benching, do you also repeat all of the Shavar Brachos? If Shavar Brachos is part of the benching, so the chari, yes, you have to repeat the entirety of benching. But if Shavar Brachos is not part of the benching, then you would not have to repeat the Shavar Brachos. From this, and Kaplan writes in Birchas Chasanim, Simlam Hey, Anaf Dalid, that you definitely would not have to repeat the Shavar Brachos. He says you only repeat benching in order to, not because you weren't Yotzei Birchas Hamazon, but in order to fulfill the chiyuv of Haskaras Me'ena Ma'ora, of mentioning Shabbos in benching. And that you've already, but you've definitely already fulfilled benching itself. That's what he suggests. Okay, another potential. So now let's get back to our Shaila. What do the poskim say? You're running late, and it's Shavar Brachos, the last day of Shavar Brachos. By the time you get to benching, it's going to be after Shkia. Can you say the Shavar Brachos? So in the Ginas Varadim, or Chaim Simon Chav Ches, he compares it to Ritzei. Just like you can still say Ritzei in benching after Shabbos is technically over, so too, L'chora, you should be able to say the Shavar Brachos, even though the week of Shavar Brachos is over. But then he says, no. Ritzei is only an adjustment to an existing bracha. Shavar Brachos are entirely new brachos that would not be recited after Shivas Yimei Mishta. And therefore, while you do say Ritzei, even if you bench after Shabbos is over, you would not, says the Ginas Vradim, say Shavar Brachos once you're post-Shkia on the last day of Shavar Brachos. Rav Vazner in Tshuva Shevet Alevi, Chelek Aleph, Simen Lametes, quotes this Ginas Vradim, but then he points out that the Pischei Tshuva, Neven Ezer, Simen Samach Beis, Hivkat Nid Beis, brings a raya that from earlier poskim that Ein Mevarchin Ele Yom, that an Alman Shnas Almana, Ein Mevarchin Ele Yom Echad. When you have an Alman that marries an Almana, there's only one day of Shavar Brachos. And yet we still say the bracha if it extends into the night. If that one day the Suda extends into the night. So apparently you are allowed to say the brachos even when the Suda extends past the right time. But then he points out that's not really a great raya, because when an Alman marries an Almana, the Gemara in the first paragraph of Subas tells us, Rishon the bracha, but the Gimel the Simcha. You have 3 days of Simcha. So there's still this Chasen and Kala kind of Simcha that exists for 3 days. So maybe the combination of the fact that you started the meal during the day of Bracha, and that even when you're concluding the meal, it's at least during the Tkufa of Simcha, maybe that allows the Bracha. But when it comes to 7 days of Shavar Brachos, when it's a Bachar that marries a Basula, where the 7 days are Shiva LeBracha, Shiva LeSimcha, and when those days are over, they're over. Not only are the Brachos over, the Simcha as well, the status of Simcha that you have is over as well, so maybe you would not recite the Shavar Brachos. Then he questions the comparison to Shabbos. Rav Ozner questions the comparison to Shabbos, because some poskim say that it's only by Shabbos where there's a mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos that you would still say Ritzei, because it's still Shabbos until you make Havdalah. And even those who would apply the same to Yalav Yavo and Rosh Chodesh, that's only because it's actually part of benching, as opposed to Shavar Brachos, which is not really part of benching. When the final day is Shabbos, when the last day of Shavar Brachos is Shabbos, which often happens, there are a lot of Sunday weddings, when the last day of Shavar Brachos is Shabbos, Rav Ozner holds that you could still say Shavar Brachos after Shkia. Great Chiddush. He says you could still say Shavar Brachos after Shkia because Aleph, you didn't say Havdalah, and therefore it's still Kedusha Shabbos, and Beis, the started me bod yom. So the combination of those two things, he thinks, is enough to allow you to recite Shavu Brachos after Shkia only when the final day is Shabbos, not when the final day is any other day. However, the Sefer Yismach Lev in Simen Shin Yilches quotes that he asked Rav Yashiv if you can say Shavu Brachos after Shkia when the last day is Shabbos, and Rav Yashiv said, Ein Levarech, that no, once Shkia has come, so it will come out a little bit unusually, that you have to make sure that at the Shalashuris of Shabbos Shavu Brachos, that you conclude the meal and do the benching all before Shkia, according to Rav Yashiv, and that seems to be the more widely accepted psak, even if that's not the minug that everyone does. Rav Yashiv explained that in general, the reason we don't say Shavu Brachos after Shkia on the last day, he says, it's not about the beginning of the Suda, the end of the Suda, and he said, that's the wrong sugya. He says, imagine you're at a Shavu Brachos, and at the Shavu Brachos Suda, and then the Chassan leaves in the middle, and he's gone. He leaves. So by the time you bench, it's just everybody except for the Chassan and Kala, let's say. So would you say Shavu Brachos? Of course not. You would never say Shavu Brachos without a Chassan and Kala. Or imagine, to be more extreme, Chassan drops dead right in the middle of the meal. And Kala, both drop dead right in the middle of the meal. So you're going to say Shavu Brachos at the end of the meal? You know, we got a bench. So you're going to say Shavu Brachos right at the end of the meal? Of course you're not going to say Shavu Brachos. There's no Chassan, there's no Kala. He says that's what happens at the end of, not dropping dead, but that's what happens at the end of Shiv Simei Mishnah. That there's no Chassan and Kala anymore. They lose their status of Chassan and Kala when Shiv Simei Mishnah are over. So it's nothing to do with that. I began the meal. This, that, it's not about the meal. It's about you need the presence of Chassan and Kala. That's how Rav Yashiv is reported to have said in the Sefer Yismach Lev, which is also quoted in Rav Nissen Kaplan's Sefer Birchas Chassanim. I remember Rav Shechter once told us a story that one of the YU Rashi Yeshiva were making Shavu Brachos, married off a child, and the other Rashi Yeshiva were making Shavu Brachos in Belfer Hall on the last day of Shavu Brachos, and the Chassan and Kala showed up kanohug, they showed up late to the Shavu Brachos, and they realized that by the time they're going to bench, it's already going to be after Shkia. So they started the meal before Shkia, but it was going to be after Shkia by the time they bench on the last day of Shavu Brachos. So they said, I guess we're not going to be able to say Shavu Brachos. And one of the Rashi Yeshiva said, no, I remember I saw in the Sefer that said that you're allowed to, you can count it me'ace la'ace, or if you start the meal, we could still say Shavu Brachos. And Rav Shechter said that Rabbi Lam Zichrono Levracha, who was still alive and active at the time, Rabbi Lam said, turned to that Rosh Yeshiva, and he said, you're the one that said that you're allowed to do it. You're saying all seven brachos. So if it's a brachal of Atala, they're all on you. So that Rosh Yeshiva said all seven brachos, and then everyone went home. Rosh Yeshiva said afterwards, everyone went home and looked up the Sefer that the Rosh Yeshiva quoted, and they saw he said the exact opposite, that you're not allowed to say the seven brachos. So so Rabbi Lam had the right call by saying, you're the one that wants to say that you're allowed to do it? Go ahead. We're not taking that risk of a brachos. Okay, that is so. That's the basic halacha, is that you really should say the Shavu Brachos all before Shkia. Rav Yashiv said you shouldn't even like play games with like how many minutes after Shkia might still be Yom. Shkia should be the drop dead deadline. That's when the Shavu Brachos should be recited by. Okay, have a great day, everybody.